Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, baby, it is Bowerly. Welcome, News Radio 930 WBEN. I had to walk through tumbleweeds and abandoned buildings to hit the men's room during the break. And then I took a picture of what the radio station looks like right now and what it has looked like for over 1 year. I put it on WBEN Bowerly Facebook, Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. That room is usually filled with people. It's filled with account executives. It is brimming with activity. And for the past year, it has been nothing but a waste of space. Nothing but a waste of space. The one thing you can kind of see it in the back of the picture. To the left is what we call affectionately here the bistro. But I want to find out if you are working remotely. Do you want to go back to the office, or are you totally content to work remotely? Now, as long as I am doing the show in Buffalo, I prefer to be at the radio station. I prefer to be here. But being here isn't like being here used to be. Because there are few people here. There are, at any given time, like at the most 10 people in this building. That's it. I mean, when I say building, I mean the radio station. There's like 10 people here. And I miss seeing the people with whom I still work, but I haven't seen them. They're like names from ancient history. Like, I know Napoleon lived, but I have no idea, you know, what he would have conversed like because I didn't have a chance to meet him. Never found the time. But here at the radio station, I know that Stephanie Dulski is alive because I saw her, but I don't see her on a daily basis. She's one of our account executives. So is her husband, Andy Dulski, and Caitlin McNamara. And I could go on and on. I don't really want to embarrass people. Sharon, I mean, there's a lot of people I could name, but I don't know how famous they want to be. Brenda Alacy, I know she loves it when she hears her name. So I miss these people. I want to see them again. And I don't know. I literally don't know what this radio station's plans are moving forward. I do know they're wasting a hell of a lot of money on leasing space. If this is what it's going to be, it's pointless. They could move us all into my living room and be fine. If they wanted to do it, they can lease my house. What the hell? But anyway, all right, my living room isn't quite that big, but I think we could make it work with sound baffling. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Tell me what your work situation is like. I want to know. And do you actually want to go back, but you're not being allowed to go back? Does your employer give you the option of working remotely or working here? Now, I always have the option of working remotely, which means, by the way, I can work from anywhere. And I mean anywhere. I could do the show from the Philippines if I wanted to. And I might. I don't know. We'll see. But as long as I'm physically in the area, I need to be in the studio. I want to be in contact with people. I want to see Pasquale Maggiore. I want to see Baggerman and Keeney flip me off in rapid succession. These are the things that make life memorable. These are life's treasurable little moments. So what is your work situation? I have not missed, without a valid excuse a day of work since the pandemic. I have not, let me rephrase that, I have not done a show from home, even though I could have done so with the pandemic. I like getting out of the house and coming into work. I enjoy it. You might not enjoy it. You might not enjoy it, but you know, the fact of the matter is, I like the people with whom I work. I like seeing Puckett every day. I love seeing Baggerman whenever he's not out on a story. I love ragging on Brendan Keeney's haircuts. I mean, now Pasquale, he is. Pasquale is emotionless. He is unflappable. There is nothing I could do that would make Pasquale flip out. He is like my mother. Pasquale, no disrespect, you remind me of my mom. You are unflappable. A plane could crash through the window in there. You'd say, hey, Tom, I'll be right back. I just got to get a broom and a mop and maybe call 911. That's Pasquale. I love it. He's easy. He's so easy to work with. I would miss that. All right, 803-0930, star 930 at 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can see the empty tumbleweed place of Radio Palace WBEN, Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. I really want this topic to work, okay? Because there were times I tried the, hey, should kids go back to school topic? And it bombed. And then suddenly, I don't know what happened. Maybe it has something to do with Tarja Parson and coming on. Suddenly, that topic blew up. And this topic should absolutely blow up. Also, my other poll in the water, my line in the water is, what do you want to bitch about when it comes to COVID? And I want to bitch, first of all, about these cretinous morons who adopted animals at the beginning of the pandemic, and now in record numbers, they are returning them to animal shelters. You people are low-life scum, and I hope that when you're swimming in the ocean, a shark devours you and everybody you love, because you are emotional cripples who don't understand the bond between a human being and an animal, all right? I've been accused of a lot of things in life. I've never been accused of not loving animals, and I love animals. I make a lot of sacrifices for my 18 or 19-year-old cat, not exactly sure. You know, I get up 5 times a night because she wants to eat, and I do it. I don't yell at her. I feed her because she's only going to be with me for a finite time, and I have a responsibility to take care of her, to give her love, to give her support. She's glued to me. She's like a dog, and I can't imagine, even after the first night I met her, I knew we had a bond. And by the third night, when I realized that some had dropped her off in the park because she'd just given birth to kittens and didn't want to pay to have the thing spayed, I said, all right, Kat, you are now mine. This is the last thing I need, but I'm bringing you home because I love you. That was back in 2003. It's 2021, and I still am in love with my black girlfriend, Kat. If that had a lascivious sound to it, obviously don't take it that way. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. My cat needs to eat every hour on the hour, starting at 2 a.m. That's what I'm talking about. Not all the sleeping pills and the rough, rude sea can wash the balm off of that need. Let's go. I have no idea what I just said, but it sounded really good. Let's go to Ryan in Pendleton. Ryan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan.
I love working remotely. This is a game changer for me.
Ooh. Do you mind telling us exactly what you do?
I work for an insurance company, workers' compensation.
And what is there about working remotely that is a, quote, game changer for Ryan?
Well, I don't have to deal with a 40-minute commute. It's located downtown, so the traffic, the gas, the parking, the nightmare down there. I mean, I can do a workout at home. I can eat healthy. I can make a protein shake. I can get my kids on the bus. It's just, and it's flexibility to, you know, feel like I'm being treated like an adult who can be trusted to do their work, and it's working out well, and I never want to go back. They'll have to drag me back.
Okay, well, what are the options that are being offered to you at this point? What is your employer saying about, you know, their favorite expression these days, moving forward?
Well, they're discussing a hybrid thing, so maybe you come in a couple days and then you're home the rest. Maybe it'll be an option. I'm hoping if you need to come in, there's no physical needs in my type of job. It's all over the computer and the phone, so... in the last year, everything's been great with the company and, agents and things. So there's no need, I say.
So you have that kind of a job. It can be done at home. And I presume your paycheck is directly deposited into your bank account.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you find, in all honesty, Ryan, do you find that you get as much done or are you actually getting more done?
I definitely get more done. I mean, I love, like you were saying, you miss the people and seeing them and, just talking back and forth. But I'll tell you what, all the interruptions that I don't have, I'm definitely more productive. Or, if I need to work a little bit later to get somebody some treatment, I can do that. And I don't have to worry about the commute or getting, ahead of the game and, not having to be stuck in traffic to get home. So it's really a win-win. I'm definitely more productive, though.
Well, you made the choice to live in Pendleton. A couple of my friends live in Pendleton. There's not a nearby Wegmans, really, but you do get more house for the dollar and less tax dollars out the door.
Right. This is true. 10-minute ride to Wegmans, so I'm surviving.
Yeah, me, it's a 3-minute drive. I'm glad you called, Ryan, and I'm going to be very interested to hear what other people have to say about remote working. Really quickly, let's just talk about that as far as your coworkers are concerned. I miss my coworkers. I did not realize how much I liked them until they weren't here.
Yeah, I agree. I do miss those faces and, the back and forth.
I mean, Tim Wenger, all right, he's my immediate superior officer. I see Tim once, maybe twice a week. And it's like I feel, this is going to sound so stupid, but a day without Tim Wenger smiling at me is like a day without sunshine. And he's my boss. Actually, I'm his, but. Anyway, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, your working situation. I want to hum this topic along. Are you working remotely? Do you want to go back to the office? And again, I love being here physically in the radio station. It works for me. I am scared that if I started doing the show from home, that I'd let myself go and get fat. Oh, wait a minute. I am scared that if I worked at home, I would be too easily distracted. I'd probably have Netflix on in the background. I'd be talking to you guys on the phone while I'm watching Sons of Sam saying, yeah, that Maury Terry guy, I think he was really onto something. Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say about the nuclear war? I mean, that would be me. Oh, squirrel. Not to mention the fact that if I were doing this show from home at this point, at any given moment, you would hear, meow. Because my cat insists on being on the desk right at my keyboard when I am working on the PC. Everybody all together now. Oh, I love animals. And that's why these cretins who are bringing their pets back, their pandemic pets, I hate them. I you know what? I hate them. I hate them badly in the worst way. It's so, it just tells me, given a choice between these people and those animals, I would take those animals any day of the week. Let's go to Jack in Williamsville on WBEN. Hello, Jack.
Hello there. So basically, when this all came together, our office manager, we work for a company out of town. We're a big agency type deal, right? So the word from corporate came down and said, look, why don't you send everyone home if they can work remotely? Let's try that. It lasted about 5 weeks for the type of industry we're in. It's fast paced. You're on the phone. You really need to converse with your neighbor, if you know what I mean. So working from home really isn't a good option for what we do.
Well, okay. Are you at liberty to give us a little more information about what you do, or would you prefer not to?
Well, I prefer not to because I know that they listen at work.
Oh, I don't want to pry that. I don't want to jam you up. That's the last thing I want to do, believe me. They tried having you guys work at home. It did not work because for whatever reason, your business doesn't work when you can't talk with other people. So what is the what's the model now? What are you doing?
Well, the accounts payable receivable folks, they stay home, right? They stay home. They don't need to be there. But everybody else in the pit, we call it, is in there. We're socially distanced. But I'll tell you what, we never once wore masks. Our manager said, to hell with it. We're not wearing masks. We clean ourselves up right. We wear, you know, we're adults. We take precautions. If someone wasn't feeling well, they stayed the hell home.
Right.
Right? We didn't need to be babysat. We don't have the health department coming in left and right, although I'm sure they'll try and track me down now. But anyways, we wash our hands when we go to the bathroom. We wash our hands when we don't go to the bathroom. We use the soap, this, that, and the other, the sanitizer. The mail carrier comes in. He's got a sanitizer on the desk when he comes in to drop off the mail. You know, I mean, we function like we normally would, except for we had sanitizer laying around more than we ever did.
You know, it's so interesting you say that because this is both good and I think long-term bad. This radio station, the studio from which I am broadcasting, has never been this clean as it has over the past year plus. On the downside, I'm worried that my immune system is not getting the workout that this building usually provides.
That's a good point, Tom. We've always had a cleaning service. They've never not come in. As far as I know, they've been here on a weekly basis. So we've always had that taken care of for us. But what I'm most proud of is my employer gave us the opportunity to be us, to work as normal, as close to normal as possible. To hell with the mask. We've been saying it all along. There's 17 of us in the building. 13 of us stayed after that six-week hiatus, you want to call it. We all came back. Nobody got COVID. If you were sick, you stayed home. You wore the mask maybe when you walked in. But the minute you got in the office, you took the mask off and you did your job. And then you went home when you were supposed to. But, you know, I'll tell you what. For an office that big, with that many people, not for anyone to contract COVID, we're lucky. God bless us all. But we did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, but the way you guys contracted herpes is an alarming thing.
Hey, that's huge.
Sorry. I'm about 12, if you haven't figured it out. That's a great story, Jack, in Williamsville, and I'm glad that you called in to share it. They tried remote. It didn't work, so you guys had to be together, but you stayed clean, you stayed sanitary, and you didn't wear masks. Thank God. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. All right. Well, this seems to be working out fairly well. I do have some lines open. Are you working remotely? Do you prefer it? Or are you back at the office doing that? I mean, some jobs, you have to be there. I mean, you know, look, if I was doing heavy manufacturing, what, I'm going to do that in my living room? I don't think so. If I'm part of an assembly team, no. I could not work at Ford. I could not work at GM remotely, unless I was in some department that didn't involve manual labor, like I think they'd hire me. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you want to know why I'm doing this show, it's because I think it's a really interesting topic. And also go to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. I don't post a lot there because of cancel culture, but I did put a picture up of our sales area. There's nobody there. Ordinarily, every one of those cubicles would be filled by my fellow radio professionals in the sales department. And I must tell you how proud I am of all of those people, including the ones I didn't mention, Ms. Lesh. All of the people I did not mention because they have been able to generate revenue and give me a paycheck every single week since the pandemic started. We have people in the traffic department, not Alan Harris traffic, but what we call in radio the traffic department, in charge of scheduling commercials and stuff. They do a lot of that remotely, but I've seen some people down yonder in the other end of the building, the Antipodes. So I will tell you, if it's working for you, great. I'm glad that I'm in the radio station because I get the human interaction with people that I really like. I'm not going to lie. I like these people. I like working with them. I didn't realize I truly did not realize how much I liked the other people here until they weren't here. And then going out to the Cove a couple of weeks ago, I ran into a bunch of them. They were out seeing the All-Star Project, my brother's band, Matt Young, Don Tomasulo, Lorenzo. Sorry, guys, I can only go so far. But I saw them, and it was like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, my God, it's so good to see you. And, you know, realize how much older they look than I. It's great. It was great. Yeah, I don't know. Feels like a back to the bars weekend. Just saying. 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And it feels like a Hot Daddy Rocks and Mr. Jukebox week. Anyway, hi, how's it going? So welcome to the show. And I want your telephone calls. And I'm sorry I had people on hold before I had to break. And then I broke for, you know, 80 minutes. But I want to find out if you are working from home and if it is a failed experiment or if you like it. Now, I've got a guy. He is like my best. He's my second best producer ever who is he's constantly like he's become my new Drudge Report with all the articles he sends me before Drudge went sour. But anyway, I thank him for this. This is from The Guardian in the UK. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about the land of really crappy food and no dentists. Okay, but working from home, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Suzanne Christensen is firmly in the home working camp. Jane Fielding spells out why being in a workplace is important. All right, first of all, the good, the bad, the ugly. It is reductive and simply incorrect to call working from home a failed experiment, as Jean Marx does on April 8th. Marx refers to a recent study from Microsoft. That's why the Gates are getting divorced, by the way. Yeah, she said Microsoft. Anyway, Marx refers to a recent study from Microsoft to support his point that we have not enjoyed the freedom and flexibility of remote work. However, the very data to which he refers paints a different picture. Marx makes his main point by saying that almost two-thirds of workers would like more in-person time with their teams. This, however, does not prove that they want to go back to the office full-time. On the contrary, the study shows 70% of the workforce prefers a more flexible way of working in the future. This is no illusion. We can no longer afford to listen to old-school business owners twisting our words. We owe it to ourselves and future generations to fight for our right to work remotely. If done correctly, it could mean an exodus from expensive cities, helping to solve the housing crisis facing millennials, a better work-life balance as a result of decreased commuting time, and most importantly of all, a step towards a greener future. That is Suzanne Christensen. This is from the UK, and everybody in the UK is, I'm convinced, messed up. Here's somebody else, Jane Fielding. I agree with your article that working from home comes with significant downsides, but there are also wider societal reasons for working predominantly in an office rather than at home. Apart from prison or a long spell in the hospital, the workplace is the one place in adult life where we have no choice but to mix daily with people whom we otherwise would not necessarily choose to or have the chance to. That is why the workplace has been the front line for successive UK and other governments trying to shift societal attitudes through anti-discrimination laws. Those laws are not perfect, and implementation is patchy between different workplaces, but in an increasingly polarized world, we need more opportunities for people of different backgrounds and perspectives to mix regularly, not fewer. Tempting though it may be to reduce overheads by giving up expensive premises and moving to a virtual working world, we do so at our peril. Workplaces colleges can be a great equalizer in terms of access to resources and opportunities, mitigating the disadvantages faced by those who have no suitable space to work at home or who have no role model at home to teach them the softer skills of working life. While it is reassuring that we now know millions can work completely from home when we need to, when we are free to choose, we ought to choose not to. In other words, we should be at the office because it helps diversity. I told you it was from the UK. It's from The Guardian. So, you know, the one person who says we need to stay at home for the environment and the person who says we need to be at the office for diversity. So, again, UK, what are you going to do? So, anyway, I have put a photograph, if you're just joining us, of the deserted WBEN sales area on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. And I'm asking you the question, are you working on location or are you working remotely? And what would you rather do? What works best for you? And I will tell you that, and I've mentioned this before, let me give you the phone number so I can hear more of you and less of me. Sorry, I got a hair in my mouth. Darn it. All right. 803. No. Hate that. I like long hair, but it's a pain. All right. So anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you working remotely? Do you want to go back to the office? What is your employer going to do? You needn't name your employer. I need to know these things because I'm reading all these stories about big cities, New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles. Well, I want to know about where I am, Buffalo. Are you working remotely or are you not? And frankly, judging by the increasing amount of traffic on the roads, unless everybody works on Tuesdays at the office, I believe most of you are probably working back in the office. Am I wrong? Am I incorrect on that? I would like to know. Are you working at home? Are you working remotely? Is it hybrid? Do you get as much done at home? We spoke with somebody earlier who says she gets more done at home than the office because of interruptions. Speaking personally, like I say, as long as I am in Buffalo, I prefer to come to the radio station. I like my 10-minute drive into work to think about how I'm going to annoy Pasquale. I like my 10-minute drive so I can figure out what wise comment I'm going to direct at Brendan Keeney, how nice I'm going to be to Tom Puckett, and whether I can get Mike Baggerman to laugh at anything I say. This is what I think about on my drive into work. But at the same time, I've got to tell you, and I miss the people with whom I work. I see our vice president, general manager, once a week. And sometimes not even that if he's busy with other meetings. It's like I never see him. Tim Wenger, my immediate boss. Tim Wenger is almost, in a way, stopped being a person to me, and he has started to morph into an email header. In other words, Tim Wenger, the person that I could talk to about stuff in person, is more like Tim Wenger, an email influencer. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if there came a time where I was not living in this area but still doing this show, because I could move to China and do this show. If I wanted to, I could do it. It's not a big deal. But as long as I'm here, I much prefer to be here because where I live now at home, I know how that drill goes. I would be right in the middle of some fit of brilliant soliloquy and the damn doorbell would ring. Hi. You interested in our lawn service? Does it look like I need lawn service? Done. Bye-bye. You know, and then, of course, it's the delivery person ringing the doorbell. When did you guys start delivering on Sundays? I'm in my underwear. I don't feel like being seen in my underwear. You're a lady. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Plus, if I was working at home, you know, I might say to myself, you know, it's almost 5 o'clock somewhere, and, you know, tip back a few during the show. And that would make for some interesting radio. Just saying. All right. Are you guys working remote or are you working at the office? What is your preference? What do you want moving forward? Which, by the way, is business speak in the year 2021. The business world, there's a book or a thesis to be written about this. The business world invents more BS cliches every 5 years than you can count with an abacus. All right? Like moving forward. Ugh! Let's circle around and look at that again. Ah, back in the 80s, run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes. Get with the program. Is he with the program? Get with the program. It sounded like a cult. Sounded like that fake church that guy invented. Notice that I didn't name the church or the guy. It is 3:47 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I mean, farmers, you remotely work out in the field. We need farmers to obviously do their job. Can't do it by computer. But are you at work physically or are you working remotely? And which do you prefer? I prefer being here. I prefer being in the office. I like the human interaction. And at home, like I said, I'll look out the window, ooh, chipmunk. Here, I look out the window and say, ooh, Ferrari. All right, here's David in West Falls. David, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I wanted to mention, I found an article last year from, and it was an article from 2018. And it wasn't about, SARS-CoV-2. It was the title in the scientist.com was, Why Bats Make Such Good Viral Hosts. And what they were doing is they were manipulating the SARS coronavirus from the horseshoe bat, oh, by the way, and making it do things in terms of, the cytokine storm or, you know, the overproduction of interferons. And nobody would find this article if they're researching, you know, SARS-CoV-1 or whatever. But there's specifically manipulating.
All right, you need to hold on. I mean, it's kind of off the topic a little bit, but hold on, because I'm trying to figure out where this is going. If you're trying to get me to say I think the Chinese are responsible for this virus and it originated at the lab in Wuhan, I can't prove that, but I strongly suspect that. And this is based on really smart people I know who know about this stuff, because I'm not an expert in anything. Really, I'm not. I'm a generalist. Hey, if you're anywhere near a computer, it's been a long time since I even thought of one of these things, but I want you to look up anglerfish, A-N-G-L-E-R, anglerfish, all right? One of these anglerfish things washed up on a beach, and I was thinking about going onto Facebook and saying, hey, and labeling it clearly as satire. This is satire, posting a picture of the anglerfish and having something like, got the COVID vaccine. This is what I look like now. Just to see how long it would take for the Facebook thought police to put a disclaimer on it or to put me in Facebook jail. Even if I clearly labeled it as satire. All right. Pasquale, I would say that nobody in the Bowerly audience works. They're all independently wealthy, every single one of them. Or they're so busy at work that they're too busy to call, and they decided to run away, and that's okay. I can take it. I'm a big boy. So anyway, I'll tell you what I want to do in the hour to come, if it's okay with you. And this is both a retrospective and a promo for what we are going to do tomorrow. You are a small business, all right? You've got 10 or more employees. 10 or more employees. Are you aware of the New York Heroes Act? New York State. You remember when New York State spent millions of dollars in other states saying, New York is business friendly. New York is open for business. What a bunch of stuff you step in on the street. I mean, we all knew it. It didn't work. Wasted millions of dollars in our money. But what does it matter? It's only a few million here and there. But New York State is about to lower the boom on your business, and you probably haven't even heard about it. I hadn't heard about it until we spoke with Corey Hogan yesterday. Now, if you are employed by a business with 10 or more people, or you are an employer who employs 10 or more people, it would be in your best financial interest to stay listening to this show. Because coming up after the news at 4, I'm going to replay the part of our interview we did yesterday with attorney Corey Hogan from Hogan Willig. Yes, my daughter's an attorney there, for what it's worth, full disclosure, whatever. But he's going to talk about the New York Heroes Act. What it really is the New York Sodomizes Small Businesses Even More Act. That's what it really is. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. It's insane. Why are we getting vaccinated so we can get our life back to normal? Well, there are people who don't want our life back to normal because it's about power, it's about control, it's about fearing you, the public, because a fearful public is a gullible public. And if you doubt that, go back online, listen to Orson Welles, Mercury Theater of the Air, The War of the Worlds. People were fearful and gullible and fearful. And you want to know what's really kind of freaky to me? Is both Amina Malonic and I had the same thought about Orson Welles, independent of one another. We didn't even work that out before our conversation. I said to her, hey, Amina, this kind of reminds me of War of the Worlds and Orson Welles. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that, because I had the same thought. So hold on. There is vital information that you need to know. If you've got a job or if you have a business, you need to stay listening. If you don't, I'll be very disappointed in you. And your mother is going to really be disappointed in you. And your father will disown you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.